Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Monday Night Supporters Club podcast. Now, this was a podcast that should have been out on Sunday. Now, I did say I was going to do one on Sunday, but I decided, what with all the celebrations over the weekend, it wasn't the right time to do one on a Sunday. And the reason being is that I'm just about to start editing the main podcast, tonight's podcast. And it is going to be episode 500. 500 episodes of the Veg Grower podcast. I'm absolutely blown away to reach this amount of episodes. It is truly a real, I find it hard to express emotions when I get like this because I feel I'm blowing my own trumpet. We are going to be on our 10-year anniversary in a couple of months' time as well. So I'm not making too much of a big deal about episode 500 on the main podcast, but it is going to be mentioned. But I really wanted to sort of reflect quickly with you guys how much it means to me to be reaching 500 episodes. It's gone through a bit of a change as we do. The podcast progressed. I remember the first two episodes I ever recorded, I used a hands-free kit and I was coming off the M25 on my van at work. And my original idea was I was going to record it while driving using a hands-free kit just to make use of that bit of time. I was very, very busy back then in that I was always trying to work the overtime, look after an allotment that was over an hour's drive away and get married and everything. That didn't last. I only did two episodes like that. Then we sort of started recording in a shed. Then we went into indoors, and then we moved back out in the field recording, as I call it now. I've got to say, I much prefer the field recording just because it gets the atmosphere, the backgrounds, the birds, the lawnmowers, the cars going past. I always feel that's a good thing to have in a gardening podcast. Like in this at the moment, this is a very much a studio sound. This Supporters Club podcast, a studio sound, is not quite what I like for a gardening podcast. But the way the podcast has changed over the last 500 episodes, technically it's 501. There was one podcast that didn't get a number, but we'll stick with 500 episodes for this. But the way the podcast has grown over the years always makes me completely and utterly blown away with how this little idea that I came up with just sharing what I do on the allotment and the hope that we can encourage more people to grow their own food, to what it has now progressed. And sometimes I forget just how far we've come with it. You know, I back when I started these podcasts, I wasn't the most... I was a very shy person. I still would consider myself very, very shy, but it's done me so much good to be able to find my voice, if you want, for want of a better phrase. And I've made so many friends along the way. You know, gardening friends, people that we chat to about gardening and share this common passion. It really has made me very, very warm, and I really love doing these podcasts with it. And your support, of course, is something that has really helped out in the last few years since we've been running this supporters club. Financially, obviously, you know, there is a financial cost that goes with this the podcast, the website, the being able to go out and about and do all these things that, you know, you guys, each month, you know, £5 comes in, and I truly, truly appreciate it to be able to get where we are now with your support. I cannot thank you enough. I really cannot. And I just hope that that you recognise that I really do appreciate support. I hope you get enough value out of the seeds and that you really do get what you get, feel like you get your money's worth. So, yeah, just wanted to highlight that. As I said, episode 500 is going out in the next few hours. I'm not making a big deal out of it, but... you get the idea. Right, I want to talk to you about how to grow the runner beans. Now, I've sown the runner beans today that came in this month's gift pack. And these are a really good runner bean, actually, has to be said. I love growing runner beans because they are a very, I think, an architectural plant. They're very, because they get quite high, I think they look good on the plot. I've got to admit, I'm not keen on eating runner beans, but my wife does like them. It was always something that she said she wanted, so I grow them for her. What I've done, I've actually sown my seeds inside some root trays, which are in the greenhouse. Now, you don't have to do them inside root trays. Any pots will do. If you want to grow them, it's all start them off inside. I would say you can probably pot them in the ground as well. I'm always hesitant about sowing seeds in the ground for the risk that mice might come along or other rodents and eat the actual seeds. So I prefer to do mine in root trainers, because I find I get better germination rates. And then once the risk of frost has passed, we will then plant those out. Now, over the weekend, I've actually built the structure, the bean frames, down on the allotment for these to grow up. What I've done is I've made rows of hazel sticks, and the beans would just grow around these. Now, you could make wigwams or teepees if you want to do that instead of rows. And you can use bamboo canes or anything like that. But the plants will just start wrapping around whatever support you get into place and grow up them. You will get these beautiful red flowers. Now, the red flowers always remind me of a little story that when the beans first came or were first imported, they were actually imported full of flowers. They were intended to be for like growing and flowers. But the beans ended up being so delicious that they grew, they were more known for being used for eating, for edibles. Now, the contradiction with that is dahlias. They were originally imported for the food, but now they are most commonly grown for the flower. So it's always amazing the contradictions and the stories that go with these things, I think, anyway. So, yeah. As I said, leave them to grow. They're not going to need much in the way of feeding, but they do need watering. And then all you got to think about is harvest them when the beans are ready. Now, there's quite a few recipes to use them on. I can never find one that I really like, but I always remember my granddad growing runner beans, and he always loved them. It's all I can say. My sister used to sit there eating runner beans. A bit reflective this weekend, shall we say. Right, I am going to crack on with tonight's podcast. It's all about wildlife and wildlife gardening, so, and how we can incorporate that into our allotments. Right, guys, you take care. I will speak to you all again on Thursday. Please do listen to episode 500 as well. I'm sure you will. After all, that's the thing you are supporting. You take care. I'll speak to you all again next time.